This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
You thought that was funny.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-P-D.
There you go. It is Silence the Voice waking you up there. Thank you, boys. Young and old. Glorious weekend ahead of us. This is just paradise all day long. All day long. Perfect weekend. Absolutely amazing. Enjoy it. Walk around in it. Soak it up and just recognize that spring is about to sprung. And Cassine McLaughlin was talking about the allergies. So we're down to like 105 people in the whole state that have COVID, I think. Because they're so excited right now that the numbers are down.
It's all about ash. I didn't know about ash.
No. Ash, you know, those juniper?
Those ash counts are going to be up there.
Juniper and ash. Cassine will warn you like it's the Nazis are invading. But the, Cassine's not happy about that stuff, but it's coming. And I fear that the normalcy of what's about to happen. I think this weekend's going to be a scary one because, everybody's like, hey, the numbers are down to nothing with this COVID. We got nothing. And then all these people with allergies are going to go out thinking it's allergies, and that's how it got Brady. That's how it got Paul. As a dude near him said, I think I have allergies. And you're like, oh, maybe you do. And you have to take the allergies like it's COVID right now, so we get out of the woods here. Can't relax.
Then you start sneezing.
Next thing you know, you've got it. I'm so hyper-paranoid now because I got to go to these doctor's visits like constantly for the next few days because of the shoulder surgery, and I'm in COVID hell. Like every time I go in, I'm reminded, like, you can't stand here. Get in this little tent. Every doctor's visit is some hidden weird room. You stand alone, and then they come in and take your temperature like four times. And they have to be. They don't want it. But I'm around it more now than I've ever been because I'm trying to get better, which is ironic. But the number slipped below 1,000 yesterday for the first time in a long time, which is great. But I think this weekend, being as nice as it is, we're going to see the patios of restaurants packing up and all this other stuff, and everybody's going to be snorting and sneezing because of these allergies. My question is it okay to sneeze in your mask? I do it all the time. It's gross. And here, look, I'll show you.
I pull it down and I sneeze
don't
out
do
loud.
It.
I think I had a bloody nose.
Maybe. Come on.
Some blood on my mask. I put it right back on. I don't know if I'm doing anything right or wrong. But I sneezed and
Brady's going to call you out on it, just like you did Toledo.
No, but I'm pointing it out. Toledo tries to hide his filth. I'm actually showing you. If you see this, it looks like a real light day for a tampon pad or something.
That's an allergy bleed.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a droplet. But I sneeze in my mask, and I don't know if that's good or bad. You don't have to change them out. Have you ever washed your mask?
I think you're supposed to.
Don't lie.
Oh, yeah.
You do it how often?
Yeah, yeah.
How often?
Oh, Lisa's got a giant basket of masks.
No,
Ronnie does too.
Wash them every week.
Not me.
Get the mesh bag.
Yep.
I pulled one off the floor of my car the other day.
Oh, come on.
I got them laying all over the place.
You've been milking the Aria one.
The Aria one's like, oh, this hasn't been washed. I'll never wash it.
I don't care. I have to.
Oh, I was at the. Just,
yeah.
Nah, I don't care. I got a box of them in my car.
That's good.
I got a box of the medical one. Throw it on the ground. When I'm done with it, and then I'm like, I was in a scramble the other day at a React defense. I'm like, where's my mask? And I saw the one on the ground. I'm like, yeah.
Good enough.
Threw it on, and it stunk. It smelled like my breath from the last time I had it on. But all the little fibers in it were sticking
out. That's why you're growing the barrier. This is
definitely the Johnny Cakes barrier.
Separates the mask.
My Buck Angel mustache is definitely there to keep the – it filtrates. It's a filtering system. But, yeah, I don't know. Megan might. I don't use cloth masks. This is probably the only one I've ever used that I'm holding.
That's washable.
Yeah, it's never going to know it. I don't care. I do the throwaway ones, but I don't throw them away. I see them laying around. I'm like, that's still good. That's got. I mean, how bad could it be?
I haven't seen them. It's like you know, someone blew their nose and the Kleenex and threw on the ground.
Yeah.
You see a bunch of disposable masks all over.
All over. Oh, all over.
Like people just dump. It might be me. Just I might be losing them.
So
as
you'd
I go.
Be you'd be up to picking one of those up if you
no,
had to put
it's
got to
be mine.
Okay.
If I knew, I will say, if I knew for sure that was my mask, I would wear it. If it was on the ground, I'd be like, that's mine. I put that there yesterday.
You were working out in the yard or something.
Yeah, and I tossed somebody, it over in the cash. No big deal.
Somebody on our Nextdoor app had to post a thing. Can you please ask your children not to drop their masks at the bus stop? Because it looks like just a littering at the main entrance of our gate where all the buses pick them up.
I have to be my own mask. I'm disgusted by masks that are in the like Walgreens parking lot. Like, oh, filthy pigs. I don't throw mine out onto the ground. I had one whip away with the Jeep that I took with the top. Is off.
Whoops.
And it floated away somewhere. It's on Camelback. Oh, well. But that's unusable. I wouldn't find a mask. I'm not just looking around for anything. Not everything. But
you're
telling me.
There's so many porpoises in the ocean right now with masks.
Yeah, good. Keep them from ocean COVID. You're telling me people wear bandanas, those are getting washed every day? There's no way.
No.
No way. Everybody's picking. And all these KUPD masks we got in the building, all these people that are, Trip wears his, and they ain't washing it every time. It's like jeans. You don't wash your jeans every day. These are the same jeans I had on yesterday.
You're not supposed to on jeans.
Then you're not supposed to with your mask then.
What? No.
You know what I'll do now is just Lysol it.
Lysol
that
what?
Kills the
mask?
The bacteria.
Yeah,
it
kills
everything.
Then you're inhaling Lysol.
Yeah, I let it dry, but at the end of the day, I just and let it sit on the bathroom counter.
Some
and
Febreze or something.
I don't want to go through it.
Febreze isn't going to kill
you. You want to kill the bacteria.
No. Yeah, I don't want to go through Lysol like it's Polo.
Yeah, I do it.
Spray it in the air and walk through it.
I put Dracar in mine and it's gold.
I'll tell you the facts of the matter on the Lysol. That stuff's gold. I had my the thing I work out in this. We have to wear a cup at React Defense. I do, and then this pair of underpants. The cup goes in. It's like a jock, but it's not. It's like full compression shorts with a jock in it. It's pretty cool. And then you put the cup in. Well, I was running late last Friday, and I hadn't washed my that particular pair of pants from Wednesday's massive workout. And I looked at them, and I gave them the Dan Holmberg sniff. Ooh, these are ripe. Folding them inside out, threw the Lysol on them, let them sit on the counter for a little bit, and then put them on again.
Fresh.
Tony has his face buried in my crotch as we wrestle all the time. He never once said, man. In fact, he goes, what is that? Is that some sort of...
Smells like pines.
Yeah, he liked it. He liked it. He said, I want to stay down there longer. I'm like, Tony, you can't be in my crotch all day. We have to work. And he goes, no. The scent's intoxicating. It burns. It tells you it's working.
At King's Island, the mascoterie,
All
the costumes, you had a disinfectant spray.
Yeah.
Every time after everyone. You
can't wash those every time.
No, you can't.
You got to disinfect. That's bowling shoes.
Yeah.
Yep. It's the same thing. I want that stuff. Because I got a pair of shoes I work out in that they're sweat activated. They're my Chris Paul Nikes. They're awesome shoes. But first time I worked out in these things, they stunk.
Or sweat activated. What do you mean?
Well, when they sweat, it stinks. Like, they're fine until you start sweating.
Those those hyper-color shirts back in the day or something. Yeah. I'm like, what the hell?
Those are the shoes. Those were douche activated. No, it's that. I have sweatshirts that I've worn working out before, and then you wash them, you put them on, they're fine. But the second you start moving them and getting a little sweat in, the old ghosts of workouts past come back. Same with these shoes. But I start hosing them off with the Lysol, and it works, at least for that workout. And then when I take them off the other day, I got to do it again. I don't know what bowling alleys are using. But I want a can of that generic weird spray they've
shoe
got.
Disinfectant.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever it is gold. You never hear people come out of bowling alleys with foot diseases. Of course, they wouldn't know because most people in bowling alleys already have something going on.
John, I gave the facial business to my wife before we went out for the night, and I could smell her in my mask all night.
Oh, what? Oh. Hold a tick. You gave her the facial. Why could you smell her in your mask?
Because he didn't wipe his mouth off. I guess.
What's he doing kissing her after that? He's hoovering up the mess? Think about this.
No, I think he was
honey.
Down there.
Because I think
he was down there and then put the mask on.
He gave her the business.
I see.
So he had the hatchery.
He had his head in Pooh's honey hole.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Because a facial to me, you give a woman the facial.
Gotcha.
You coated her. Krispy Kreme her. And then he put his mask on. He could smell that. I mean, that's a heavy bleach.
Smell and taste her in my mask.
All right. Now I see. Get your wife a bath. Jesus.
He was down there reciting the alphabet.
Oh. That's old school.
Wash your mask.
That's
man.
Old school, man. That's how you teach a kid to do it. You're 50 now. You should be well past the alphabet stage.
Yeah, I heard about that. What is that, penthouse? Yeah. When I was 12.
Yeah, that's what you do when you're 12. Yeah. Just lick the alphabet. Dave Griffin at our old
I'm
place.
Real old school. I go Sanskrit.
I'm calligraphy at this point. I remember Dave Griffin walked up because back when you could talk at work normally, and Griffin was a sales manager at our old place. And he walked up to the girls in the sales department and said something. I just love doing that to, oh, man. And he starts going. He goes, A, B, C. And I'm 24. I'm like, you're like a 40-year-old man. You still do the alphabet trick? Like, you get to S. And the girl,
I don't even get to J.
The girls were disgusted by him. They were grossed out by this conversation because I'm like, the alphabet trick? What are we, in eighth grade? Not that I didn't own an eighth grade. I didn't understand that until I was almost 20. I think I was 20 when I first went into that party. When's the first time you did it?
Last year.
All right.
Yeah.
How was it?
Yeah.
Late
been bloomer. A while.
Been a while. That was the first
you
time.
You remember the first time you ever went in there?
I
remember it.
It's probably right around that.
20.
18 to 20.
Because that guy Don at Tony Roma said, if you turn your head sideways, it just looks like a mouth, kiss it.
And I'm like, oh. He's
and
right.
And that's when I told him, I'm like, but it's got no teeth. It's like a hillbilly. He goes, yeah, but you just got to kiss it. I'm like, I'm not listening to Don. Don was crazy. He's the one I told you about. If it smells like cologne, leave it alone.
Yeah.
He always giving advice to teenagers. Smells like fish, eat all you wish. I'm like, okay, Don, I'm 16. I don't need you in my life. Let alone giving me advice.
But on the fish thing, not trout. Not trout.
Well, yeah. Grouper. But I would say at the time, I'm like, I just need to forget everything Don said. And here I am 32 years later. It's like, I can't stop thinking about what Don said. Pig. It's life lessons he gave me. But yeah. Bert, how old were you when that first occurred?
I think 18.
18?
I think.
I wonder why we waited so long. Toledo?
19. Maybe 17, but...
Watch, yeah, I think
hey, Brett, watch this. Did you run home and tell your dad?
Oh, man. Rough.
I'm just kidding. Nobody tells their dad.
In case
that.
You were wondering, I didn't.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Everybody acted like Toledo the first time they did that. Nobody,
oh, yeah, no,
nobody
no.
goes and tells their dad.
No.
That story. If you did, you got a creepy dad.
Well, I finally got
that
into the hoodie.
Name.
Smell my mask, Dad. Oh.
That's my boy. You know Toledo can't have these conversations.
Oh, man.
Anywho, so yeah, I don't like the mask thing. I don't buy that. And I think it's probably the wash rate on the cloth mask, 25%.
Yeah, but
at all?
You know,
or you mean like,
everybody?
Come on.
Just general population, I think 25% of the cloth masks get washed regularly. The rest are being.
I think I'm like, I change it like every other day or something like that.
Did you wear it? You double up, though.
What's that?
The mask. Like you'll wear it and then take it off and then put it back on a few hours later.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
next day.
Yeah, yeah.
Try
like,
to do
like
one,
every
one
other
a day.
Day, I'll probably. Yeah.
But when are we supposed
Depends
to?
Depends on what kind of activity, you know. Like.
Because we wear it in the hallways here. We don't wear it in the studio. But in the right. hallways, we have to wear it. And then at home, you don't wear it. So it's like, I don't
well,
get a whole hell of a
like
lot of use out of it.
Christopher's got a job now working at Dairy Queen.
Right.
So he oh, wears
right.
a mask.
I know.
Your son. Oh, Brady just got a freebie at Dairy Queen.
Give me the location.
I've never seen somebody get hard that fast before. Man, you broke
got,
a record.
Got two quarts in the freezer right now,
oh.
Brady.
Oh,
he gets
man.
Three. Comes home with them all the time.
DQ vanilla. Get Brady a
no, he made
Dilly bar.
He made a giant quart of the Blizzard stuff. Like M&M Blizzard,
what?
Brought it home, brought it.
You're
going to
be a lard
freezer.
Ass. I'm coming over.
We already told him you have to limit this.
Your whole
what are you doing?
Blow up. Your whole family's going
to
blow up.
You're insulting Brady over here. You have to limit ice cream?
The point is,
are they hiring
the ice cream.
Are they hiring 12-year-olds?
They aren't.
Ah, Brady. She's going to lie about her age. We'll get her in there.
Do you have a Dairy Queen next to you? That's got to be on the list.
Chill and grill.
That's right.
That's what
we'll have to reinforce the kick plates and get Kirby back there.
But Christopher wears a mask when he works, and so we got to give him a supply because you can't be masked up at Dairy Queen for 6 hours and then come home and try and put that thing on again at
Why?
School. That's too much. All that ice cream and
it's for show.
Whipping around.
We all know it's for show. They're helpful, but let's be
deep
honest.
Fryer.
No
oh, don't start that. You need all the textures hitting
no,
you.
No,
now.
I'm saying they're still doing the job. There's nothing about the mask that weakens after it's used. It's just dirty.
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying. It just it's dirty.
It's just
yeah,
gross.
Like
it's
your mask, John, is on. I mean, it's got you got to put that one in after the blood sneeze.
Why?
It's soiled. Clean it up. It
smells good. It's fine. As long as it smells good. It's just like jeans. You smell the crotch and the butt, and you're like, I can wear these again. We all do it. We're all human. Everybody picks those jeans up and goes,
got another day.
This is a good day. All right. Nobody can smell. If I can't smell it that close, nobody can smell me walking around.
And use the Febreze trick if necessary.
Febreze trick is great. Cool. Febreze was invented for that. Yeah. Everybody thinks, it's for fret. No, it's for your
for
lazy
dudes.
Ass.
It's for dudes.
To go, I smell a little bad. Psh, psh, psh.
When they started coming out with those commercials where it's like this, he's in a dumpster, has no idea, thinks he's in his bedroom.
Right. Well, here's the thing. If you smell someone and they smell like Febreze, it's because at about 6 that morning, their pants smelled like crap. And they're like, I don't feel like...
100%. Yeah, 100%.
Stink. And a little Febreze and nobody's going to know. But if you smell the Febreze, that is, it's a male FDS.
Yes.
It basically is covering up all the problems.
Yes.
Right? Febreze is so you didn't have to do laundry. I'll Febreze the mask. I don't have any Febreze right now, but it smells fine. But I pick them up off the floor of my car. I've gotten... Like, I wear them because I know you're supposed to. But the dirty factor...
Should we tell you when it has a footprint on your mask?
Absolutely. If I've got tire tread or something stupid, let me know. I got a box of them in the car. I just reach in and I take them and... no big deal. But I'm not... Look, everybody can sit and lie and act like you're all diligent about it. You're not. You especially, Mr. Booger Towel. You wear the dirty mask. Everybody does.
At the airport, they're handing them out.
Oh, they give them everywhere.
Like a five-pack, but they're like the underwear ones. I think they're making these out of old briefs.
Yeah, I think my dad's making them out of his Hanes.
Oh, no.
Well, Jay and, the opposite side of that, the Ackerman's up there at React Defense, I took my mask off once because I couldn't breathe, and I dropped it on the ground, and I went to pick it up. Jay's like, no, because I got another one for you. And I'm like, really? Yeah. I'm like, oh, my, all right. So he gave me a new mask. I would have worn that. I would have put it in my pocket and worn it again another time. I stuff them in my pockets. I got 3 or 4. I've done a couple with it, been in my pocket. And they're the ones you're not supposed to wash, the disposable ones. And I washed it with it in my pocket, reached my pocket, and there it was. I'm like, I got a mask. And it's all furry and weird. I don't care. This isn't
bad. That's when you know the disposable ones, time to rotate, if you got the fur coming off of it.
That's, oh, yeah. So what? I'm only going in and going out. I'm not wearing it too long. It doesn't bother me. The mask thing to me has just gotten, do I have one? Is everybody am I going to get hassled or not? That's the biggest reason the mask thing to me exists is because I don't want to get hassled.
For everyone.
Yeah, I'm happy to be on the side of the doctors that say wear one and it's a deterrent. It doesn't cure anything. It's not stopping anything, but it is a deterrent. I'm all for believing in that and if everybody played the game. But I'm not going to play this whole fashionista thing where I'm washing it and I got my favorite one that matches this shirt. No, I don't care about that. Sometimes I put Megan's, in her car. I was the other day, had to go do that thing at Albertsons with Larry at night, and I took her car. And I looked, and, I don't have a mask. I forgot. And she's got, 3 or 4 of these cloth masks. I put it on. You could smell her breath on it. I didn't care. What are you going to do? Big deal. So put your mask on. Pick it up off the floor. We've all done it. I know there's a lot of people going, gross, but you've done it. Your Febreze jeans. Let me smell your jeans real quick, Brett.
I didn't Febreze this morning, so.
You didn't?
No.
Are they used?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I wore them yesterday. Freely
all
admit it.
The same clothes we had
Freely admit it. I don't care. Shirt's different.
Yeah.
Drawers are different.
Shirts,
but
I don't double
but
up.
But jeans, they're the same.
Same hat, same jeans.
Yeah. I worry. That's the funny thing. It's like I'll go through my shirts in the morning when I'm getting ready. I'm like, that looks too much like what I had on yesterday. Meanwhile, I'm in the exact same pair of pants I've had on for 3 days.
Oh, yeah. Same thing. I make sure a different color shirt every day.
Yeah. And that's
no confusion.
In the hope that no one notices that I have the same pants on every day.
Yeah.
I have 10 pairs of jeans. I wear 3.
Well, only the ladies downstairs are going to notice.
Well, they'll
pants.
Notice my ass, but they don't mind. They can't differentiate one day from the next. That thing's amazing. The Mack Weldons, I won't do that. But
you
jeans?
Don't double up on Macs?
No, I won't wear those twice.
Okay.
Yeah. Those have to get washed every time because there's something about that's different. Like, they can grip it. Like, denim, you feel like
it's absorbing
some
of the
stuff. Like, almost spongy. And so is denim.
Yeah.
But for some reason, jeans are all right to wear 2 in a row. You can do that a couple days in a row. Congratulations. But back to the original thing, I think we're all in trouble. That's what Rimbrek says. Wait a minute. You take a shower after every time you crap, but you'll sneeze in a mask and put it back on. Totally different. I didn't say the mask and then wore it again. Feces is disgusting. That's the big spreader right there. of like all sorts of stuff. You can get sick immediately. You get food poisoning off of that if you get speckles of that in your mask. I'm not doing that. But yes, I shower after each one. I'm very clean. I think that's why. It's because I'm so clean, I don't think my mask can get that dirty. And I sneezed in it. And there was blood in there.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
A little spattering.
It's not a lot. It's just enough that I noticed.
A couple of droplets.
A couple of drops of blood. It must be dry out. But yeah, but the juniper and all that, all these allergies are about to come out. Wipe people out. Brett, you're on the list.
Oh, yeah.
You get allergies every year badly. And so now you've got to hide because of COVID and be smart. Because I don't know what we're supposed to do here at work when C. McLaughlin's telling us about
ash
and juniper and all the stuff that's going to be in the air.
And
that's right, Brady. Say it again. I'm going to make you take a lap.
Yep. That's why I said the ash.
By the way, he's dressed like Jason Sudeikis' rap character today. And his red jumper.
What movie's that?
It's not. It's on Saturday Night Live. It's the dance behind Kenan Thompson.
Also a little bit like Ted Lasso. No,
it is Ted Lasso-ish, yeah.
Yep.
You shine today, my friend.
Thank you.
And don't ruin it with your stupid ash jokes.
Bright like a diamond.
Yeah. But, yeah, so it's going to be weird, and I think we're going to get into that season of allergies, and people are going to just think they have allergies, and we're going to have another spike. So go get your shot. Go do whatever you need to do and stop it. If you're sniffling, what are we supposed to do? Do you come to work Monday if you feel your allergies?
If you don't
break in your throat,
you don't feel good.
Just don't tell anybody.
That's exactly it. That's what we learned that from the Paul situation.
Yeah.
Just shut up.
Right, wrong, or otherwise.
And earlier this week,
because you're the bad guy. It's like it's worse than ever. As far as like, oh, we were so close, and now that we're in the home stretch, at least before when we didn't know anything, you could stumble and people would be upset and whatever. Now it's like, ah. Why did you let him to come back? Why did you tell him it was okay? I'm like, I'm just not saying anything.
Give me another 5 weeks and us 50-plus can get our vaccine.
Yeah, what's the incentive? Yeah, you two can get it. Brady, you should go get it. What's the incentive of telling the truth at your work? If
there's none with the panic it causes.
Right, and then you're the douchebag who overdid
crazy.
It. Yeah. Ah, so Bert, you got the allergies, keep it down.
Oh, are you kidding me? The decongestants that I buy in bulk at Costco is ridiculous. Yeah. So I'll be
Man,
fine.
How are you not on all the meth lists?
I am. I can only buy three boxes, I think. For like,
but you stock up at three different places.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, give me the pseudoephedrine there. And they're like, how many would you like? How many can I have? And she's like, and starts looking at me. I'm like, look, I'm not Jesse Pinkman, for Christ's sake. These little
hand them over.
You need to find a guy.
Yeah, I do.
We need a guy for Bert.
You got to get the.
I get the
Mexico
good stuff.
Trip.
I don't play with
what
that.
Do you get?
The good stuff?
Just well, it's just the stuff with the pseudoephedrine. I can't get the stuff off the counter. I got to go to the pharmacy. And
you got
to
bring the little plastic card or whatever.
No kidding.
Oh yeah,
man, that's
the other stuff don't work.
Yeah,
well, I think is worse than me with allergies.
Trip,
from what you've
Trip
telling
takes
me.
Steroid shots.
Yeah, I mean,
I can get you some stuff. I got some stuff that'll cure it up.
All right,
it's prednisone.
Okay, yeah,
it works great.
Okay.
Makes you poop like a goose.
I usually don't have a problem with that, but
he does anyway.
Like poop like a goose.
Really?
Yeah. Right. Oh, I'm talking like
be pissing out.
No, you fly over lakes and crap on people. It's weird. No, it's for my dog that is no longer with us. She had prednisone for she had like an arthritic condition that was swelling her body. It was like rheumatoid arthritis and lupus, and they gave her prednisone. It worked great, and I take it every time my throat hurts. It clears everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Still got a half gallon of it.
Got to be careful with that stuff though. Because you got to wean down. I'm no doctor, but I'll prescribe this to you. You take 40 milligrams, then 30, 20, and 10, and you should be good.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean,
Ty's Hawks.
Once again, catch what he said. I'm no doctor.
It's a singer's trick.
No,
trust me, it's a singer's trick, too. Singers are all over prednisone. They get the pred packs all the time. You get a 5-4-3-2-1, and by showtime, you are ready to go.
I remember Hugo.
Hugo was all over prednisone.
Got it right before he had to go on.
Always. Well, you can't just do that.
He was asking us, do you have anyone?
You have to be. You have to go a couple days in. But, yeah. And that night we did our Halloween show a couple years, I had allergies so bad I couldn't breathe. The sound check, I'm like, I can barely talk. I was on my third day of prednisone, and by the time the show started, I was an angel, Brady, singing like an angel.
Pulled off like Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, exactly. Except for with less AIDS. Was your in... Your inference was that I had the AIDS and sang through it, and that's not the case. It was allergies. A little lower on the alphabet.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'll get you some prednisone. All right, that stuff works. And then you don't have to worry about feeling like a drug dealer. You can get it from me at work.
Oh, you're my dealer? Come on, man. I need a fix. I need a fix, man.
I got loads of that stuff.
You noticing anything on the bee pollen?
It's not as bad as normal because, you know, even my girl was asking me the other day. She's like, well, are you doing the bee pollen? I'm like, yeah, I'm not getting it as heavy as I normally do, but it still hits me. Yeah.
I take bee pollen every day, and I haven't had allergies issues for – not bad ones for a year and a half.
Right. You notice it.
Twice a year I'd get shut down.
Pollen for about a month now.
Yep, for sure. Twice a year I'd get shut down. And then I did Sun Valley bee pollen. I got it at that farmer's market, and you just take – 7 to 10 granules. They're tiny little, and you just eat them like you don't even taste anything.
Do it like a thing of skull, jaw.
Yeah, just let it go. It can let it dissolve in your throat, in your mouth, whatever. I just eat, and I swear, for a year and a half, psychosomatic or otherwise, it's cleared up so many things that normally get me. And allergies right now, normally I'd feel it. Mine's the one on the far left, not that one. Back a page.
I mean, I used to get it so bad I would wake up so plugged up I'd have to sit in the shower for like 10 minutes on full blast and just let
honk
my nose
into
run. Yeah, and it's just black.
Do you do neti pots?
I've done it, and it seems like it helps a little bit, but it's
Reagan's ghost came out of my nose the first time I did it. It was awful. It was stuff from the '80s was pouring out. Go-Go's videos. It was awful.
And I get it so bad that there was a couple years ago I had to call in sick to work because I couldn't talk. Can't talk. My voice was just trash.
Yeah, mine goes too. Yeah, that's stuff will work right there. You just have to get it to where it's localized. And the more local, the better. Like, you get a guy who's running bees out of his backyard, get that guy. Because all the stuff that's in his area is yours. And those bees, that
there's
bee
a Russian guy in my neighborhood.
Are you just bragging?
Sells it.
Oh, bee.
Yeah. go see the Ruski.
He's
on the side of the road.
Is that true?
Yeah.
He's side of the road bee pollen guy?
Yeah.
See the guy that sells Rocky Point shrimp, too?
No, that's further
beef
down.
Beef jerky?
Yeah.
You pull over to those side of the road kiosks?
I did when I got this last jar. Yeah, the guy was over there.
No kidding.
Duh.
Creepy.
There's a guy at the Scottsdale Farmer's Market. That's right in line.
Yeah, I'm the Farmer's Market guy. Yeah. For some reason, I feel like there's some sort of accountability at a Farmer's Market. Dude setting up on the side of the road, fentanyl stuffed in a glow worm. Right. I don't trust that guy. I don't like pop-up. Like, not supposed to be here stuff. That's okay by you. Have you bought food
this
from
on bee
like
pollen? It was, and I know he's been there for a while. I went by him a couple of times.
And that doesn't mean he's not selling.
You know what? I'm going to get some
cocaine fueled bee pollen. It doesn't feel like.
Yeah, that guy with Rocky Point shrimp is there on the corner, Riggs and Maricopa Road
what the
every day.
Used to take.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, well, that's so good. I don't like homemade things sold on the side of the road. It has to have a label.
It's labeled.
I'm going to get you some bee
pollen. I got a card.
It's labeled.
I'm going to throw that out.
It's labeled. It's scotch tape, but it's
business card. Would you be comfortable with Kirby doing that? I bought this on the side of the road.
At 12?
Some stranger.
You're talking about 12 years old?
Yeah. She's a human being just like you.
Would
you encourage her? Go over there.
Cat scratching posts?
No.
Yeah, she could buy that.
Food, anything to ingest. You're all right with her going to the corner of a street?
Oh, no. Well, she knows not to buy like the seafood on the side.
Okay,
of the road.
Well, jerky I'm not maybe. Asking this. Hey, listen to my question. Quit it. Are you comfortable telling Kirby go over to that stranger with that weird tent and buy food and eat?
Go
it?
Over to
ingest something from that place over there, and she'll say, "Daddy, the guy who just popped up that yurt, yeah, go eat with him." You're all right with that?
Stop by Procos. Give
no,
me some,
no, you
give
don't
me
know
some
Procos.
Honey.
I'm saying just general tent guy, side of the road, selling something you eat. Think about it. You would never allow it. You would not. You're just saying it because you're doing it. You know the right answer.
I did it one time. This is the first time I've done it.
You shouldn't. There's so many other places
to
go.
Got a card, label. Mm. I'll bring it in. You can.
The only thing you can buy on the side of the road is like Trump 2024 flags and stuff. You don't have to. If you have to eat it, you shouldn't buy it from pop-up guy. Because if he's any good, he'll have put it in a store, have his own.
But they're not
swap me
you know,
or something. Yeah.
At the time, I don't think they're doing the markets as much.
Why? They're doing them every. They do them twice a week on Bethany Home and.
Yeah, he might be at the Gilbert Farmers Market. I know there's a honey person there, but it was just right there in front of me. Well, you know what? I'm going
to
get some.
They didn't answer my question. Food to ingest. Do you tell Kirby to just go buy it off the side of the street?
No.
Exactly. So why do you do it?
I haven't.
Yes, you did.
I got bee pollen.
Oh, that's food. You eat that.
You can't live on
bee
pollen.
Do you not pollen. Eat it? Man, you got a problem with food. You will defend
Let me
this.
Tell you.
I'm not saying
have
for
Have you ever
sustenance.
Tried to put cheese on bee pollen? It's horrible.
Anything you are to ingest from a stranger on the side of the road, would you encourage Kirby to do it?
No.
But then why do you do it?
Maybe.
Because you,
I don't know.
You're terrible.
Dancing
bad. Because he realizes that I'm right. And he doesn't want to admit I shouldn't be this example. For
I figured she seeing me doing that is telling her. She's like, I'm never going to do that.
Right. That's what it is. It's not an encouragement.
Hey, let's pull over here and see what this guy's got to eat.
The side of the road guy.
My dad used to pull over the side of the road.
My dad saw a tent that said, eats, we ate. You're going to get in trouble. You're going to eat fentanyl. You're going to end up in the hospital with a fentanyl overdose, and you're going to die from that.
I went up to the tent, you know, decent setup, and he's like, mask. So I'll picked
right
the mask
now.
Up off the ground, put it on there.
That's right.
And bought some
Was
beef
it
off.
Your mask? You're trying to throw me under the bed. This is exactly like his intervention. You get defensive in an intervention when you know that the people were right. That's all I'm saying. Bert, do you buy food from people on the side of the street?
No.
Why?
No.
Because it's fentanyl, and you're going to end up in a drug addiction.
Yeah, you don't know who the hell's serving it to you.
Bingo.
You know, I'm sure that guy's not going to Rocky Point every week and getting those shrimp.
He got offered
literally every week.
He got offered steak and fish.
Plenty of times. And you know what I never did? Eat street steak and fish. No, I like to go to established places that sell the stuff with some sort of legality behind it.
I put that under a different category.
What, suicide?
No, the bee pollen and steak and fish.
It's the stuff you eat. If you ingest it, you shouldn't just buy it off a dude on the side of the road.
I mean, what about fruit?
Does the Ruski have a name or a website?
Yeah, he does. It's on the card. I forget. It's like
you just don't pop up on the side of the street and start because fruit. You can just go if you're doing that. You just go to people's front yards. I mean, it's Arizona. We've got fruit popping up all over. But some dude just puts up an apple stand on the corner. I'm like, I can get apples in like 7,000 places. What are you up to?
I think it's the people's bee pollen. Or something.
I'm not saying
no.
He's not.
No,
legit.
He's
got, just side
it's
of the
legit
road.
Biz.
No, it's not. It's not. Or he wouldn't have to go buy a 10x10 tent and put up a sign he made at home. And
doing some extra.
No.
He's hustling.
Mm-mm, he's not. He's treating America like the place he escaped. And it's turning into some sort of street bazaar.
I bought one bottle. I got the second bottle because I beat him in the 3-card Monte.
You're going to end up in a shallow grave. You're going to be a stuffed full of fentanyl and delivered back to Russia.
My one jug of bee pollen.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's dumb. It's just a dumb thing. Buying that stuff from the side of the street. Guns and flags, totally fine. But food?
What about those rugs? Every now and then they
no.
sell the rug stands.
Would you ever buy Ronnie one of the gifts on Valentine's Day from those pop-up? Yeah, I know, would you? You'd say you wouldn't. But you
every
wouldn't.
Year.
You wouldn't, because that's stolen stuff. You just know that you're...
Great prices.
Yeah, the prices
are
amazing.
Stuff. It's just like the crap that you get in Mexico.
Stolen off the back of...
The bears
Brett's,
are stuffed in fentanyl?
Brett's
unbelievable.
Exactly. Brett's people knock over a truck, and sometimes there's a bunch of Valentine stuff in it, and they sell it to Mexican guys who put up those little stands on the side of the road and sell it.
That I encourage it.
Nothing about it. And there's nothing about that that's legit.
I almost did that in high school one time for Valentine's Day. I didn't shop or anything, and I saw the guy at the gas station. I'm like, oh, I'm going to buy that pack.
Something.
And then I'm like...
What
you know
you
what?
Doing?
She's
what?
Already seen this gas station a million times. I better not do this.
I know where you got that. I saw where you got that.
Oh, the AM/PM guy over there, huh? Okay.
Yeah, it comes from the heart. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You just don't buy food from the side. We're in a major metropolitan area, Brady. You know, you have grocery stores all over. Some guy who pops up on the side of the road is suspect. I like to sell you my goods and services. We'll get into a store. Not allowed in too many of these stores. Buy my bee pollen. I'm beekeeper.
Yeah, you know what? Sounds legit to me.
Cash only. I need no, can't be tracked.
Yeah, I bet you it's cash. There was no cube on his
phone. Oh, no, he had it.
No, he didn't.
Yeah,
you paid
yeah.
cash. You're lying. You're just lying now.
His square is whatever square is in Russia.
I right. go, what is it?
30 rubles.
Yeah.
Okay.
And by the way, another thing, dumbass, do not give a credit card to a dude in a pop-up tent and have him swipe it into his phone. What's wrong with you? He's so trusting. Fentanyl. They stole your identity. You're all done and all because I got bee pollen from Maruski.
Look, he got cash, but he had a square.
He had a square, and if you put the square in, you're a moron.
What's the name of your establishment here, Vladimir?
Well, none of your business. Swipe card.
You got it. What else you sell out here to eat?
You're a crazy person. And there's probably a grocery store right next to wherever you're buying that. That sells something just as good, if not better.
No.
There's no grocery store.
You can't get, I don't think you can buy bee pollen in the grocery store.
But you live up by Agritopia. They got to have one of those stores in there.
Sprouts? Are you kidding me? Sprouts here would sell that.
Full of it.
Yeah, you got to make sure you get the bee pollen from your area, too.
Right. All right. Stop it.
Just don't buy anything on the side of the road, first of all.
Just think to yourself.
I've had the Sun Valley stuff.
Right. Side of the road guy is no longer going to get your business.
Like those morons that used to chase you years ago. Hey, man, I got a truckload of speakers here. Yep. They're like $7,000 selling for $200.
My dad
still have them in my car.
Yeah, my dad bought one. You need to, and he's telling me, I thought I needed all this, and I know. He's $600. It's pretty good stuff. These boxes and these giant speakers. Yep, I'm like, what did you do? I don't know. He came up to me, and I said, you know what? What the Let's do this. I'm like, that's all bad merchandise, Dad. Oh, no, he's fine. He gave me a card. Oh, yeah, those are tough to make.
Yeah. Right. Vistaprint $5.
If you've got a business card, it's all legit, right?
Had a sweet stack of speakers in the game room.
Just like the hooker in Vegas that handed one over to the boys. Like, here's my card. I'm like, are you kidding me? You have business card. Well, now it's legitimized. Yeah, my dad, he got a card. I could get a hold of him again. Okay.
Sure. Yeah, I'm sure. Give him a call.
I guarantee you that he's going to pop right on and go, hey, any trouble with those speakers, Dan? I'll be right over with my service department.
Would you like the extended warranty, Mr. Holmberg?
Yeah. I was dumb enough to buy Super Bowl tickets online. And I'm standing in line. Because I was blinded by the dream of going, and I went to Western Union to wire the money to the guy. And right after I did it, I'm like, wait a minute. This is not right. And I got bombed. I got hit on it. The good thing was he kept the price low to lure you in. $3,500 for a pair. I'm like, this is amazing. Picture of him on the thing. And I hook, line, and sinker. And he's like, we just go to Western Union. We'll just do it here. Here's my StubHub number. And I looked it all up.
Thank you, Mr. Holmberg.
So dumb. No, he's English. British guy.
And he didn't get anything.
No, he screwed up and emailed me back. And he goes, what's my cut of this? After I realized I wasn't getting them. And I'm like, because I knew the second I did the Western Union. I knew it. When I wired money to this guy, cash out of my account, I'm like, oh, you dumbass. But I was dancing like a little kid in line. I'm going to get my Super Bowl ticket. Lower level. Oh, yeah. Put the thing on there. And it's like, are you sure you want to do this? Even the Western Union guy's like, are you sure you want to do this? I'm like, yes, for Super Bowl tickets. All right, idiot. This guy probably buys food from pop-up tents. Yeah, you just have to tell yourself, Brady, is this a bad example for Kirby's future? Because fentanyl's in glowworms, man. You can't do it. You don't know what this guy's fronting and fencing. You're buying bee pollen from a beekeeper that can't find a place to sell his stuff. You can't find a place to sell it in the fifth largest city in America, and you put a 10x10 up, you bought it at Walmart. He's business. Stop it. Do you buy hot dogs outside of that Indian guy at Home Depot?
No.
You have, though.
No.
No? What's stopping you?
You've never
you
gotten
from
the
that?
Home Depot dog?
I've never gotten the Home Depot.
Good on
I'm calling shenanigans.
I got a Pepsi. I got a Pepsi.
You got a Pepsi from?
Yeah.
They sell Pepsi inside Home Depot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Giant coolers. Well, I went out, and that's the thing. I saw it probably in the little fridge. I'm like, I think I want one of those.
Subliminal.
You were smelling the hot dogs. You thought about it.
I've gotten kettle corn outside of Costco. They set the little kettle corn thing out there.
I think that's attached to Costco, or they have permission to be there. It's not on the side of Gilbert
it's a
Road
food
and Germain.
I mean, you've seen that, like, Sonoran popcorn.
Yeah.
Yeah, they set up at farmers markets and all that.
I don't think you can hide fentanyl in kettle corn. That's all I'm worried about.
I think they do.
They probably do. So good. Probably something you could do. I'm worried about that now. Well, I'm going to go around with you every day, and I'm going to be like that Rick from Progressive. Instead of turning you into your dad, yeah. It's going to stop you from being Brady.
The riskiest thing I've done is I got a teeth cleaning on the side of the road.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's
dentist. Nice dentist chair.
If anything's entering my mouth, there has to be some sort of a organization that provides the stuff, not some guy. I make this in backyard. Okay. No, thank you, stranger.
Wife.
Let
my wife.
Beekeeper, wife squeeze the comb. Okay. You go ahead and keep that. Why did you even pull over? Just to see what he had?
Went by it on the way to drop something off and come back. You know what? I'm going to get some bee pollen because we were talking about it.
And it just says honey.
Local honey.
Hmm.
Acme honey.
Was there a coyote nearby? And then like a pile of bird seed. It's actual TNT, Brady. You're falling for the oldest trick in the book. Just Looney Tunes.
I went all the way down before I got to the box.
Right. Did you peck it all the way down to the bottom?
Yep.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
Acme meat pollen. I'm worried about you. Stop with this wanting to be friends with all these weirdos. This homeless beekeeper.
He's been over a couple of times.
Has
since.
He come to the house?
Yeah.
Has the Russian come
no.
to your house? Okay, this is what we think of you. You would have brought him over.
Maybe I will invite him.
You're like the Homer Simpson in the episode when he was a carny. And then the carnies lose their house. He's like, they can stay with us. And he puts them in the house. And they lock Homer and the family out. And they take the house. And they fool him, get back in. He sees them outside. And he goes, I feel sorry for him. Can they stay for a couple of days? They just stole everything. And he wants them back in. That's you.
Comrade.
You got to stop. Stores. Oh, here we go. Now they're coming up. Hey, tell Brady I got a great deal on Kobe steaks. Would you buy that from a listener who said they've been in my freezer for a couple of days?
No.
He spells Kobe C-O-B-Y.
Right. Right. I worry about you. You're going to – and you know what? I'm going to perpetuate it. If you die from a fentanyl overdose from buying street goods, the next day on the air, I'm like, it's something we all knew. Brady had a fentanyl problem.
You could say I told you
so. I'm going to say that you were a drug addict and we knew it the whole time, and I'm going to sell that as your whole life, and that's okay. All you'll be remembered as. Now knock it off. You too, Brett.
I don't buy anything for the side of the road.
And everybody
says, my people sell it,
yeah,
but.
You're full of it. Yeah, your people do. I steal it and provide.
Yeah, exactly. Fell off a truck.
Brady, you are full of it. Everyone your size is eating a Home Depot hot dog. I think you have to.
That's what I said. I'm calling shenanigans.
I am too.
There's no way.
You've eaten one of those hot dogs.
I have not.
You've eaten some food out of one of those things outside the Home Depot besides the kettle corn. You have.
I got a Pepsi. Churro. One time.
Just a Pepsi.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense at all.
Yeah, no, I haven't.
I asked my dad that. He got a hot dog.
I would. I mean, like, if you said, hey, you
oh,
want
we
a hot
know
dog?
You would.
Oh, we know you would.
Yeah.
You just haven't had the opportunity yet.
Home Depot hot dog.
The timing.
Let me say
Depot.
This phrase.
Although it would be a safe store not to go there when you're hungry, like a grocery store if you go there when you're hungry.
I guess you're right.
Let this just sink in.
Okay.
This next phrase. And tell me it's something that's appetizing or something you want to do. Shh. Home Depot hot dog water. Brett's stomach just turned. I heard it on the air.
Was that a stomach?
I don't know. I think we're almost going to lose him. Home Depot hot dog water.
Yum City.
No.
Any hot dog water. Talking about.
No. Home Depot hot dog water.
Okay. Well, that prevents me from buying
not any hot dog water.
Home Depot.
Any public side of the road hot dog water. Right. That's why you don't eat that. Somebody tried that in New York. We got to get one of the New York street dogs. I'm like, right there. That phrase right there. Out. Street dog.
It's such a huge thing there,
Home Depot street dogs. No. I'll get to a place that sells hot dogs, and I can go back later when I have dysentery and say, you did this to me.
It is such a different thing back east. Like, you're right here. Right anywhere, anytime I see a hot dog cart here, I don't think about it at all.
The dude
get one in New York
In New York
time.
Had fingerless gloves on. And he's got a little piece of paper there in the bun, and he's squeezing the hot dog as he pours that dirt in there. And like, what do you need? Fingernails are black.
Oh. It's part of it. It's part of it.
It's real.
It's part of it. It's part of it.
I don't want that.
Part, like, of, part of the experience.
I was heard New York had like a million great restaurants. What are we eating street food for?
It's part of it.
It's not part of anything.
You got to have the diarrhea to enjoy the city.
I don't want it.
It's like street tacos in Mexico.
No, you don't eat them. Have you had that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. You pack your own food when you go to Mexico.
Well, Fitz.
I didn't pick it up by recommendation. Someone goes, I've gone to this place.
No.
This is where I make a stop every time. And
it's some pop-ups in Mexico. You are brave.
Fitz is the same way. I went out with him before. We were out, and he's like, I'm going to get something to eat. Where are you going? Oh, there's a Sonoran dog little stand over here down on 30. I'm like, oh.
Really good.
I'll go to a restaurant.
We went to Vegas at one time. He wanted to go to some food truck expo. And I'm like, all these restaurants in Vegas. You want to go to a food truck?
Like five-star restaurants up and down the strip. You want to go to a food. You know what? Some of the best stuff. No, it's not.
Look, Big Babe, they got this stuff that's the
Big Babe.
Deep fried hot dogs. Babe.
I'll take it to a dirty-handed guy making hot dogs. Like, we're in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Like Gordon Ramsay lives here. Emeril lives. They all want to be part of this. And you want to go to that. Come over to Filthy Shop. Let me make food with dirty poop hands. Follow me, Big Babe. This is the best hot dogs in town. You can really taste his hands. Oh, God.
Young City.
There's a reason why Porkopolis was in a building. Because you know deep down that you selling ribs on the side of the road is weird.
We had a little...
Tied to a restaurant. You knew better than to start something just on the side of the street selling barbecue.
Yeah.
It ain't right.
Well, it came out of the kitchen.
I understand that. The reason why you started the kitchen instead of just saying, well, just get a 10x10 tent and I'll sell it on the side of the street. Yeah, it's weird.
The reason why you didn't start on the side of the road is what he's saying.
I'll just set up a tent. People pull over.
We'll grow into a building.
Because it's gross.
I'll get my Russian friend.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll kill it.
He's business. You make me nervous. Fentanyl. It's going to be coursing through your veins. Side of the road guy.
I got some jerky one time up in Sedona.
Which time?
The street? Yeah.
They sell 89A. They sell jerky in every store there. You can't escape beef jerky in Sedona. It's a tourist
trap. So much better on the side.
We've done the roadside jerky. Bryce Canyon in Utah, we've done that. I think it was elk jerky, actually.
Yeah.
They have all the different flavors.
Yeah, buffalo.
Elk, buffalo, yeah.
Yep. Did it.
Fentanyl.
Vacuum sealed bag, John. It was good.
I vacuum sealed it in my garage.
That's why I love Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Because Texas Chainsaw
Massacre. Best barbecue in all the world.
But you'd have eaten it, and it turns out it's people. You just believe it's elk because they tell you so.
It's elk. Don't worry about it. My brother's a cross-country trucker. He brings the meat in.
Oh, this is hooker meat. You're telling me this is hooker meat.
Elk.
Uh-huh. Stop that, Brady. You live in the fifth largest city in America. No more pop-up foods. It's gross. I'm going to send Brett over with his pinky ring and make an indention next time you start buying something out of a tent.
What do you got here, Chief? Chili? I'm going to film it next time I go to the Rooski.
Now, here's the thing.
Oh, that won't make him nervous. That'll be the end of you.
Remember 3 years ago?
He already knows. I'm bugged.
Remember 3 years ago when I was getting all the crap from you about eating potlucks and all that stuff, and now they're banned?
Yeah.
Because I was right the whole time? Couple years from now when you're suffering from COVID-20.
When they're back on.
And it's all going on. No, they're not coming back. People aren't going to want them back. Buffets, all that stuff's dead.
They try. There's already some handful of stuff in their kitchen
right
now. I saw
that,
yeah.
There is?
Oh, yeah. Some
Girl Scout nuts and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Girl Scout nuts, which is the worst phrase ever.
Isn't that why Larry Nassar's in jail for 175 years?
One guy offed himself.
Yeah. And I don't know what's better or worse. If you're following this story, Larry Nassar, the Michigan State doctor and U.S. gymnast doctor that was doing terrible things, 500 girls in the U.S. gymnastics were getting molested and terrible treatment from this guy. And he goes to a couple of the accomplices. Another guy was turning himself in. And instead of doing that, he just shot himself yesterday. He killed himself.
John Gettert.
Yeah. And did you see what he was part of? Like one of the times one of the girls cracked a couple ribs in practice. And she went in with Dr. Larry Nassar, and this John Gettert guy stood by. Well, the treatment for that was to rub ice on her nipples.
Ah.
Yeah.
Did it work?
Yeah, she got better like in an hour. And I'm like, I don't know why you're so uptight. No, it didn't work.
Got bee pollen from a Russian. Rub some fentanyl on it.
And she got a gold medal, Brady. It was totally worth it. But, the dude stood by and said nothing and then later said, I was there when he would do, like, really super inappropriate stuff to their bodies and their ribs hurt. Yeah, your ribs and your chest, it's all part of it. Your nipples are – and he'd tell them stories directly attached. Everything's connected. And so now the gymnasts are like, we didn't get our justice because he needed to suffer and do his time. But, I mean, he's dead.
Yeah, he's dead.
So what's the justice? Like, would you rather have somebody, if somebody did that to you, would you rather have them go to jail and suffer, or would you rather them just die?
Take his own life.
Yeah, I think he suffered enough.
I'm good that he's dead.
Not enough, but I mean, like, I think that he was clearly suffering up until the day he's like, I see no future like this. And he ended
up. I'm good with him being gone.
I am too, but they say that the victim
wants to
see.
I don't know how that would make
I don't know. That story's awful.
The victim's Bill of Rights or something like that in psychology.
Yeah, they always hate when they kill themselves because it's their easy out. Yep.
But see more. I mean, Steve Moore, what else is there to see? The guy's in jail. You're not going to visit him.
I think you just want him to be beaten up and raped and
closure.
Stuff in jail. Yeah, I think there's something to the idea of thinking.
I think closure is death.
I do too. But I think when they say he did it on his own terms, that bothers him. I think the victims are like, I wanted him to have to sit in isolation and think about all this every day. Why am I here every day? And I think when they killed themselves, they controlled something. They were in control of something, even their own death, till it was over. It's a crazy story.
All of the ones that, I mean, he's accused of, and they'll have additional, but with Nassar, didn't they get to basically say their piece?
Oh, yeah, you got to scream at him in the courtroom.
That probably would help a little bit, but still.
But you want him in jail. And I don't know how that works because I've never been victimized like that, so I wouldn't
Well, Nassar
pretend.
In jail.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I don't know, as a non-victim, how I would feel. I want them dead, but I want them dead on my terms.
So you'd want to flip the switch or put the injection in?
They want to have some control in it.
Yeah, and I think I'd feel like he copped out if he killed himself before he faced any of the real stuff. Yeah, he's dead, that's fine, but I wanted to have him. I think I understand that. I don't know that. I can't say I understand it. I think I can grasp that idea.
Yeah, I could.
But I don't understand it. But victims always, like they were saying yesterday, I can't believe they were really upset that he killed himself. Jeffrey Epstein. People like, I can't, you know, he killed himself. He never got punished. He lived his life until he said, well, now I'm going to be punished. So then he just ended. So it was a good until that day.
And there's some,
well, who knows if he's still
gray area.
Yeah. Whether he was actually a suicide or not is another question. It's crazy. Anyway, what's on the big board of musical treats over there?
Right,
we'll play it.
Do we have any Russian? No, we don't have any Russian bands.
Gorky Park?
Yeah.
I guess that's
no.
it.
No. No, we're not playing Gorky Park.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Thanks, that even Quintero. Russian? Was that? I know. He's driving it down just because
he's like, bro. Why wouldn't you play Gorky Park? Underrated, actually. Underrated band. Wake Up Song brought to you guys by Action Ride Shop. Make sure you jump online. Check them out on Facebook and on Instagram at Action Ride Shop. Right now, if you sign up for their newsletter, you can get 15% off in store, 20% off online on goggles, winter gloves, and Action Ride Shop gear. So check them out again, Instagram and Facebook.
Hold on. Somebody just said, Brady, you are the new Guy Fieri of street food. Have a tent pop-up diner and call it Yuck City. Thank you, Kenny.
Chance Diner.
Yeah.
Take a chance.
The reason that guy killed himself is because he heard that they only have Home Depot hot dogs for lunch in prison.
Why is that so bad?
Whatever you want to go with, Brett. You pick it today.
Well, I mean, we can go with what's just on the list, but that was actually yesterday, I believe.
Oh,
but, we can go with Pantera, Mouth for War.
We'll go with that?
It was the 29th anniversary, I believe, yesterday.
Oh, was it?
Of Vulgar Display of Power.
Shut up.
Feel old yet?
That was 92?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, then we
liver
have
spots.
Something off of that. No kidding. They're just bursting on my arm. No kidding. I guess it makes sense. Now I'm thinking about
it. It's crazy,
huh? Holy moly. It holds up, too. Mouth for War. That album was ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Seemingly came out of nowhere, too, because it was right in the heart of that grunge stuff.
Yep.
And it was number one, like, out of the box. It was huge sales for this album.
Cowboys from Hell came out in 90.
Is that right?
Yeah. Year before I graduated. My God.
Man, because, I guess that's right. Holy cow. I was listening to that in my Bronco 2.
Yeah.
Bronco 2. I'm not real proud
engine
of that.
Light on.
February 25th, 92. No, Vulgar Display Power.
That engine light thing, it's going to be on my mind the rest of the day. I got my friends at Larry H. Miller Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of surprise.
Hopefully Jesus is listening.
Jesus, if you're out there, I broke it. I don't know what happened, but I broke it. I think I know what it is, but I don't want to speculate because I'm not very bright when it comes to car stuff. I just know the check engine light means now, and it was letting me know.
You need some antifreeze and ball bearings?
Probably got a little of that. I don't know, power supply is not getting air into the filtration of the gonculator.
I can hear it when you start
it up. Well, you heard me yesterday. Something up with your gonculator? I'm like, probably the air filter and the power supply.
It's all ball bearings now these days, fellas.
I have no clue what it is, but yeah, it's not going. It's not really jumping into second gear real easy. So, and that's when I kind of missed the stick shift. So you used to be able to, when you'd have a problem with a gear, you just go first to
work
third.
Work it out.
Yeah, and then you keep your car going for another year. It's running one to three. I had a gear go out in my old stick shift Jeep. Why are you doing that? Just put it in third. Start it in third. I'm like, you can start it in third, and then you get real good at starting your car in third. You
ride that clutch out.
Yeah, just burn that clutch up. I can't do that in this one, but I'll get it fixed. It was just a weird thing. And that's my knowledge of cars. The check engine light came on 2 days ago. I'm like, oh, I got to get that fixed. And then the next time I started it, it was gone. I'm like, ah, oh, it fixed itself. These computers are amazing. It went in and scrubbed its own stuff. And then this morning, it was not good.
Station identification.
Arizona's most powerful.